If you would like to contact Sid Valley Radio, we'd love to hear from you. You can message the studio from our webpage. Just go to sidvalleyradio.co.uk and follow the link on the contact page, or download our free iPhone or Android app, available from the App Store or Google Play. You can also text the studio on 07565 825 041. Or you can email the studio, studio@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. And don't forget, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sid Valley Radio.
Yes, indeed. It's John Borrett here. This is Sid Valley Radio, community radio at its very best. And my little show, well, it should be all right anyway. I have to do this from just outside of Bridgewater. And sometimes it's a bit chaotic because I've got my dogs in here with me. And the cat sometimes comes in this world of venture. And it can really be, although it doesn't sound like it, it's a bit chaotic. Sometimes I've had to restart the programme and everything because the cat yesterday, she jumped up and sort of did her own little thing and then she went off and meowed and all this sort of thing. It can be quite stressful at times. But today it should be very, very easy because I'm on my Revox reel-to-reel. This is what I'm using a lot at the moment. And it's really, it was something I taped on the television years ago. It's a show with John Sebastian in, and if you don't know who he is, I won't spoil it more because you will hear some of the songs and think, oh, I know who that is. And then Chris de Burgh will finish the show off as well. I think that's how long it will last anyway. So with no more ado, we shall start with John. I think it was John B. Sebastian, I seem to vaguely remember. And yeah, it's good. It really is a good show, this part. So let's just press the button and hope you enjoy it. Here it comes, any second.
Did you ever take a trip, baby, on the mobile flight? Said, hey, Lordy Mama, hey, Lordy Papa, talking about the mobile line. Well, that's a road to ride to ease your troubling mind. I woke up this morning, baby, about a quarter, baby, about a quarter to quarter to four. I woke up this morning, baby, about a quarter to four. Yeah, when I got back, she was laying on the cooling bar, huh? All right. Ever wake up and find your baby, your baby was gone. Did you ever wake up and find your baby gone? Well, that's your sign, honey, there's another mule kicking in your stall. Did you ever wake up with the bullfrogs on your mind? I said, hey, Lordy Mama, bullfrogs on your mind. Well, that's a sure sign, honey, there's bullfrogs on your mind.
Well, thank you all. And welcome to the venue here. We've got the brick wall. We've got the folks. We've got everything we need.
It's a small place, ladies and gentlemen. But we have big tunes, big, big tunes. And for those of you who may have just sort of been brought by spouses or watching television sort of incidentally just walking through the room and you're wondering, who the hell is this guy? I'll play you this song, which has a particularly warm spot in my heart, mainly because it bought me my house.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the name
things have all changed since you hung around. But those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd meet you? Who'd have thought? Back here where we meet you. Yeah, we tease him a lot because we got him on the spot. Welcome back. 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 We always could spot a friend. Welcome back. And I smile when I think how you must have been. And I know what a scene you were learning in. Was there something that made you come back again? And what could ever lead you back here where we meet you? Yeah, we tease him a lot cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back. Yeah, we tease him a lot cause we got him on the spot. Yeah, we tease him a lot cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Say that again.
Who made that guitar?
I made this guitar. It's nice, right? Me and Vayette Citron, a company that is unfortunately now extinct. But Vayette Citron and I made this. The idea being, here's a guitar's E chord. Right? That's where you'd be if you were playing E. See, I told you this was educational television. Now, on this instrument, you're actually playing an E position, but you're getting an A. It's sort of Duane Eddy died and gone to heaven is how I look at it.
Yeah.
Well, my beginnings came up... I'll start that again. My beginnings were in Greenwich Village. And I really started off... It's true. People in rock and roll do not spring full-blown... they very often start in humble spots. And my humble spot was as an accompanist. I would play harmonica for just about any human who asked me, mostly in the New York club scene. And along the way, there was this kid. Now, he was a lot hotter than I was. Guitar player, much more dangerous. But I was just that 2 years older than him that makes that vital difference, you see. And so what had to happen was I had to get out of the area of accompanying. And sure enough, this guy filled in the spots. Suddenly he's working for the guys that I couldn't even get working for. He's working for Bob Dylan. He's working for all the big guys. Well, we have shared many a stage together. And find ourselves both excited and remarkably unprepared for this show. But we plan to enjoy every golden minute of it. I'd like to invite a dear friend of mine, Mr. David Bromberg. Now, this particular tune was sort of a song of inspiration. See, songwriters write songs of inspiration mainly about the people that they stole the song from. And this is a good case in point. The Spoonful and David at one time or another and myself have all stolen from the great jug band masters of Memphis, Tennessee. But this tune didn't come from Memphis, Tennessee. It came from New York City. It's a sort of a disturbed tune, you see. People think I write all positive songs. This is not true. You'd need a good disturbed circumstance, and that's why I've called David here. And this song is called Jug Band Music. I was down in Savannah eating cream and bananas when the heat just made me faint. Began to get cross-eyed, I thought I was lost. I began to see things as they ain't. As the relative gathered to see what's the matter, the doctor came to see was I dying. And the doctor said, give him jug band music, his senior made him feel just fine. I was told a little tale about a skinny as a really foot cowboy with a headache. He was hung up in the desert swatting rats and trying to get a drink of water with his knees are getting mud. And I'll tell you in a sentence how he's a little water, a little bit of wine. He opened up his eyes, but they didn't seem to shine. And the doctor said,
jug band music.
You seen him, man? He's right there. I was floating in the ocean, beach with suntan lotion, when I got wiped out by a beach boy. He was surfing when he hit me, but jumped off his board to get me, and he dragged me by the armpit like a child's toy. As we staggered in the land, all the waiters eating sandwiches and trying to mooch a towel from the hoi polloi. He emptied out his eardrums, I emptied out mine, and everybody knows that the very last line is the doctor said,
give him jug band music.
You seen him make him feel just fine. If you ever get sickly, get sister run quickly to the dusty closet shelf and pull down a washboard and play a guitar chord and do a little do it yourself and call on your neighbors to put down their labors and come and play the hardware and tie. 'Cause the doctor said, jug band music, you seen her make me just fine. Yet a doctor said, give him jug band music, you seen her make him feel just fine. Well, I'm just sitting here loving you. Close my eyes and loving you. I'm just sitting back, sitting here loving you. I have been wondering just what I would do if I weren't sleeping, had I not found you. Well, I'd be outside finding you, walking all the avenues finding you. I'm just sitting back, sitting here loving you. Now the reason ever sent me running round, fingers on my forehead, calm me down. She can even get me up on my feet.
when I got to take care of some business on the street. I have been walking all my streets alone. I would keep walking, keep going home. I couldn't quite clearly conceive you. Now I can't conceive of ever leaving you, 'cause I'm just sitting back, sitting here loving you. Yes, I'm just sitting back, sitting here loving you. Make up your mind and pick up on one and leave the other behind. It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind? Did you ever have to finally decide and say yes to one and let the other one ride? There's so many changes in tears you must tie. Did you ever have to finally decide? Sometimes there's one with big blue eyes, cute as a bird, with hair down to here, and plenty of money. And just when you think that she's that one in the world, your heart gets stolen by some mousy little girl. Then you know you better make up your mind and say yes to one and let the other one ride. There's so many changes in tears you must tie. Well, I have to make up your mind. Sometimes you really dig a girl the moment you kiss, and then you get distracted by who all you says. When in walks the father and takes you in line and says you better go home, son, and make up your mind. Then you bet you better make up your mind and say yes to one and let the other one ride. It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind?
We have the tunes down. It's the choreography that we really were shoddy about. What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydream, boy. And I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. It's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm going today to take a walk in the sun and fall on my face on somebody's newborn lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's tiring me and my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one make me feel this way. And even if time has passed me by, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load. I'll pay the fees for being a sleepy poltoon. Thank you.
said if you're feeling right, I give him a last along into the night. Tomorrow at breakfast you may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydream boy, and I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
Before I leave you, I'd like to play a little song on an instrument that really was a savior for me. I say this because there were these dangerous guitar players like David Bromberg in the streets at this time that I was first playing, and this was actually my living for the first 2 or 3 years that I was playing as a professional musician. My father played a harmonica, not the little guy like this one, but the big 64 chromatic. And when he would come home from the Hohner factory, he used to bring me these. It's a marine band. Tonight.
I became the right place.
and talk of all the things we did today. Yeah, and laugh about our funny little way while we have a few minutes to breathe. And I know that it's time you must leave, but darling, be home soon. I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute if you darling. My darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I died for the great relief of having you to talk to. And now, a quarter of my life is almost past. I think I come to see myself at last. And I see that the time's been confused was the time that I spent without you. And I feel myself in bloom. So darling, just darling, be home soon. I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute if you darling. My darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I tried for the great relief of having you to talk to. Go and beat your crazy head against the sky. Try and see beyond the houses and your eyes. It's okay to shoot the moon. Just darling, my darling, be home soon. I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute if you darling. My darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I tired for the great relief of having you to talk to.
Thanks very much.
John B. Sebastian, we're going to Chris de Burgh, and it's more of an acquired taste, I think, but it's okay. Anyway, listen, sit back and enjoy it. He does play some good music as well. But yeah, that's about all I can really say. You're listening to Sid Valley Radio, proper community radio, and it's John Barrick doing you an hour's worth of music which you probably haven't heard like this before. Anyway, here it comes, Chris de Burgh.
Thank you. traveled fast and everyone went to be where the mayor was making a speech. And the crowd started cheering when he talked about the glory of it all. And the boys coming home from the war. Last night, they were dancing in the streets and making music in the alleyways and bars. From a house down in the old town came the sound.
Thank you. Made me miss the show. Oh, Romeo,
spaceman came traveling on a ship from afar. 'Twas light years of time since his mission did start, and over a village he halted his cry, and it hung in the sky like a star. Just like a star. He followed a light and came down to a shed, where a mother and child were lying there on a bed. A bright light of silver shone around his head. He had the face of an angel, and they were praying. Then the stranger spoke, he said, "Do not fear. I come from a planet a long way from, and I bring a message for mankind to hear." And suddenly the sweetest music filled the air, and it went la 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 la. Peace, goodwill to all men, and love for child. This lovely music went trembling through the ground, and many were wakened on hearing that sound. Travelers on the road, the village they found, by the light of that ship in the sky, which shone all around. And just before the dawn, at the paling of the sky, the stranger returned and said, "Now I must fly. When 2,000 years of your time has gone by, this song will begin once again to a baby's cry." And it goes down. Thank you.
Me to the end of the hour. It's more or less time to finish. So I want to thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. It's a little bit different today, just two people singing. Christopher, and before that one, John Sebastian, or John B. Sebastian, I think he was known as. And, well, as I say, I don't know what you're going to get because it's my Revox reel to reel, so it just changes all the time. And these are normally pretty old stuff, so yeah. That's about all I can tell you. And so keep listening to Sid Valley Radio because it's proper community radio. That's why you get idiots like me on there. Anyway, on that high note, we shall say goodbye. Keep listening in to Sid Valley Radio. Oh, blimey, it gets a bit dramatic now, doesn't it?